From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Before we had a child of our own, my wife and I saw a mother feeding her son at a movie theater in San Francisco. The kid wailed and kicked as his face contorted under the weight of mushed carrots, pureed peas, and, frighteningly, minced meat product. The mom didn't seem to mind. She happily burbled airplane noises, hoping to either make the kid eat or earn miles for trying. Here comes the food. Open the hangar. To make matters worse, the mom tasted the food herself, trying to prove the goop was not only edible, but also less disgusting than it looked. The tactic failed, and so the pretend airplane simply crashed into the angry child's mouth. I promised my wife, I will never, ever eat baby food. It's for kids, not adults. Now, with an infant daughter of my own, I find myself imitating anything that will open her mouth at feeding time. Airplanes, cars, monkeys, telemarketers, Britney Spears. I have also discovered quite an affinity for pureed foods. The only difference between myself and the mothers I used to loathe is I don't eat the food in an effort to encourage my daughter. Rather, I eat the food because I don't believe in making her do things I wouldn't do myself. It's a parenting philosophy that has brought me closer to my daughter, given me the opportunity to see the world through her 8-month-old eyes. It has also gotten me into big, big trouble. Tearless shampoo? I didn't buy it. And so I emptied the slippery gel into my eyes, screaming for someone to rescue me from the amorphous blob that had taken over my face. Great-tasting formula? Uh-huh. Trust me, it's no Chateau Margaux. The real test came when my daughter ate sand at the playground. Everyone said it wouldn't hurt her, but I wanted to be sure. And so I grabbed a handful myself and started chewing. By the time I swallowed the muddy glop, I began to wonder whether I got it right the first time. Some things are for kids only. With The Perspective, I'm Mike Adamick.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.